You took a bath before you came here. Even just sitting there, you began to perspire a little bit, or too cold. Your body chemistry began to change. You may not smell as good. Body may not feel as good. Everything alters. And that's why we must constantly examine ourselves to make sure we're in the emunah of Yahweh, in the faith that we're doing the things that please Him. I like this statement that Eyob, as Yahweh began to deal with him, he says this in Job, Eyob chapter 7, verse 17. I said to Elder Barr tonight, I simply want to do a little teaching, and I pray that Yahweh in this mythology that it opens up your ears to understanding. Eyob says, as he inquire of Yahweh to really just take me around the earth. It says in Job 7:17, Eyob, he says, what is man? What is a man that you should magnify him and that you should set your love upon him? Mind that is beyond my comprehension. What is man that Yahweh should just set, not just love him, but set his heart? That man is in his heart. That his heart is all about man. You see, Yahweh has a man's thing, so that's why I got a man's thing. I got a thing for men. You understand? So what is man that he would set his heart up? I don't understand that. Maybe you can express that to me in a deeper understanding, in a greater depth. I don't understand that one, but I know that it is truth. I can see it for its value, but to understand the power and the impact of that, I do not. But what am I? That he was set. He set his heart, his love upon him. And that you should visit him every morning. Every morning? I mean every morning. He visits man every morning. And he says, look at this now. And you will bakhan or try him. Well, how often?
Every.
How often?
Every.
So we should bakhan, examine our hearts every moment. We should examine our minds every moment. It doesn't take much, brothers and sisters. Just a little filth to enter in. So that's what Yahweh does. That is the analogy, or that is what that word try. It is the same meaning as bakhan. It is to examine. That you should examine him every moment. Every moment we examine by Yahweh. Because he doesn't want us to get filthy. Every moment he examines us. He says, how long will you not depart from me? This is Eyob. Now, how long will you be away from me? How long will it be before you not allow me to be consumed? And he said, and let me alone till I am swallowed down my spittle, until there is nothing left in me. I have said, what shall I do unto you? He said, oh, you preserver of Adam, of man. Only Yahweh preserves man. That's why he examines us, saints. You sisters, when you can, do you actually examine the jars and examine the things before you put them in there? Why? Because if it's a little bacteria, that won't hurt. It will. But why do you have to put it in that hot water, that vat, and let it boil for a period of time? To kill off everything, doesn't it? Everything, every process is done right. And that's why Yahweh examines us every moment. I'm glad of that. Because it doesn't take very long for one to become very filthy and unclean. I'm glad he doesn't wait for a week or two. I would be in a mess. You would too. So I bless him that he has set his heart upon man, and that he visits him, and that he examines him every moment. Because we will be a mess, unfit. We will be a putrefied people. We're already a mess. Believe me, we will be worse than a mess. As the old Kiddushim would say, you'll be worse. I know what I'm saying. You understand. You'll be worse off than you could ever be. And he said, why do you not pardon my transgression and take away my torolessness, my iniquity? He said, for now shall I sleep in the dust. If you just leave me alone, what he said, just let me die. And now shall I sleep in the dust, and you shall seek me in the morning, but I shall not be. I'm done. I'm finished. There shall be no more of me. But in the process of Yahweh examining us, brothers and sisters, it refines us. It keeps us. It shows us those things that cause us to become polluted, to allow roots of defilement in us, and it spring up as bitterness and hatred and animosity against each other. So He examines us every moment. Every moment, that's what the Ruach does. That's why HaMashiach said, I cannot leave you comfortless. Because He examined them every time Kephar, Thomas, or Bartholomew spoke out of line, the words of correction were there. They were examined. Every word was examined. And so Yahweh examined us, our intent, our motive. And we ought to be very thankful. We ought to thank Him. That ought to give us enough power to rejoice and to bless Him for the simplicity of truth. Again, it has great effects in our lives if we hear it. I want to hear what He says. Every moment, He tries us. Every moment, He bakan us. He examines us. He shows us the little spot, the little filth, and the little dirt that is in our lives. Shaul had to deal with a situation like that. And I want to share what he says here. It's vitally important for us to hear this and to know what Scripture says. He says in 2 Corinthians 2, chapter 13, and I want to be guided, verse 1. Now do not say that Shaul had revoked the strength of Torah, because he did not. It says here in verse 1, this is the third time. Now, under two or three witnesses, let every word be established. That's what the Torah teaches us, doesn't it? So Shaul says, this is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Shaul said, I told you before, and I have spoken to you or foretell you, as if I were present the second time. And being absent now, I write to them which heretofore have sinned, have transgressed the Torah. We know that sin is a transgression of the Torah. And to all other, that if I come again, I will not spare. Since you seek proof of HaMashiach speaking in me, which is to you is not weak, but it is mighty in you. What he said, I'm glad that you want to know whether the power of this truth of HaMashiach speaks for me. He says, not a weak thing now. I commend you for that. It's not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength, because you understand the witness of this truth and the might and the power of Torah life. He says, so it's not a weak thing. He said, for though he was impaled, destroyed through weakness, yet he lives by the power now. He lives by the power. He was impaled through weakness of the flesh, but yet he lives by the power. He was resurrected. He was lifted up out of the grave by the power of Yahweh. He says unto them, for we also are weak in him. Now, Shaul included himself in that. And we are weak in HaMashiach. He said, we are also weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of Yahweh toward you. It is the power of his Ruah that quickens us. And Shaul said, we shall live by that power toward you. So we're not going to be men that are weak. We're weak in our flesh. We're weak in our ability, but we have the power of Yahweh to speak profoundly unto you, that you may know what Yahweh requires of you and what He has requested. He says in the next verse, He tells them to do what? Examine. He tells them to examine their neighbors. Who? Now that's where it begins. He says, examine yourself. Examine you, brother, sister. Examine yourself. Examine, scrutinize, examine yourself. Examine yourself to see whether you are in the Emunah, whether you love Yahweh. Prove your own self. Again, he tells us to bakan, or to examine your own self. He said, you better examine you. You think you're walking in the Emunah, the faith of Yahweh, and yet you have not examined yourself. And yet you have such filth of corruption in you. You're perverted. You're reprobate. He said, again, prove, examine yourself. Know you not your own self, how that Yahshua HaMashiach is in you, except you be reprobate. Can we allow those filthy things and the leaven of our own life corrupt us so that our mind becomes so indifferent with Yahweh? We do not know that the life and the power of the living Torah is in us by HaMashiach. He said, if you don't know that, you are reprobate. What do you mean, Yahweh? You are so perverted and twisted. You are so far removed from Yahweh, you have no idea who He is. He said, lest you be reprobate. He said, but I trust that you shall know that we are not reprobate. We are not castaways. We are not unproven. But we are proven. You see the witness in us. We are proven. We have been tested. We have a witness in us. And you know the witness is there. That's why I said you're seek of proof that HaMashiach lives in me. It's not your weakness. I thank you for that. Because it proves who we are, what we stand for. We are not reprobate. And when one is reprobate, this is a sure sign of a reprobate mind. They cannot stand the examination. They cannot stand the test. They cannot stand the test. They cannot be tested. When one is reprobate, they cannot be examined. It shows whether we are walking in a reprobate mind. We can examine ourselves. Awful quiet, isn't it? It's one thing that the Scripture does. It reveals just what we are. I bless you, Yahweh, for that. It shows us what we are made of. We sometimes think highly of, we think highly of ourselves, and we should not. Don't want to do that. You just think lowly of yourself. You just be a base. You don't think highly. Don't be high-minded. You just be low-minded. I'd rather be low-minded. I don't want to be high-minded. So when one is reprobate, they have no ability to stand the test. It's an unfit person. They have no proven qualities. And Shaul said, now, if I have been examined, you've already done that. You know that the power of HaMashiach dwells in me. The truth of this witness. Because I speak the things and I witness of the truth of the power of Almighty Yahweh. For it is that power that we have in Him. And without Him, you don't have the power of Torah. That's why people have no power of Torah. They live in iniquity. They transgress continuously. That's why they do not examine themselves. And we must do that every moment. Every moment, you must examine yourself. You must do that. That's why He has sent the Ruah to do that, the HaKodash, to make sure we examine ourselves thoroughly. I want to close here. This is a good part here. May Yahweh help us all. But I want to read this in Ibrahim. Hebrews chapter 2. I love this because you see a great examination of the people. I want in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, Ibrahim, Hebrews 11:32. It says this, and this is the witness for His people. This is our example as we examine ourselves before Yahweh. Ibrahim chapter 11, verse 32. Shaul says, and what shall I say more? For the time would fail me. I don't have the time to speak of all the great feat of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and Jephthah. Of David also and Jemuel and the prophets, Nabis. Verse 33, he says this, who through faith they subdued kingdoms. They worked the righteousness of Yahweh's Torah. They obtained promises, stopped the mouths of the lions. They were able to quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned the onslaught of the armies of the aliens, or the flight of the armies of the aliens, they turned them. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they may obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mocking and scourging. Yes, moreover, of bonds of imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in half asunder. And he says this, And they were bakan, they were examined. That's what that means, they were tempted. They were examined. There's one thing about the Hebraic expression, they are words that we use in the English expression. It doesn't give us the character. And what Yahweh is trying to convey. And they were tempted. They were examined. They had to be examined to be sown in half. They had to be examined to stop the mouths of lions. They had to be examined to resist the fire of the pits of Nebuchadnezzar. They had to be examined that women receive their children raised to life again, their loved ones. They had to be. And so they were examined. They were examined to see if they were in the emunah that they have the love of Yahweh. It is the love of Yahweh. It is the power of the Ruah that calls our entire bodies and our minds to be filled of the completeness of His power, His love, His faith to fill us. They were examined. They were tempted. They were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not and is not worthy. They wandered in the deserts and in the mountains and in the dens of the caves of the earth. Why? Because they were examined. And they were proven to be pure gold. They were proven to have their mind and their heart set upon the things that were of Yahweh. They had Him as the total affection of their life. We cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve Yahweh in the world. You cannot set part of your mind upon the things of the world. You must completely His. And that is the only way you're going to be complete. And they were complete. That's why they could die in the emunah. That's why they could give their lives. That's why they knew that they were not looking for a city in this life. They had a certain place. They were examined and they were proven. The world was not even worthy of them. It was not. And it still is not worthy of that. Do we find our character in any of this? We must be like this. We must be like this. You're not going to pass the exam by your intellectual prowess. It's not going to come that way. You're not going to pass this exam by your physical prowess. You're not going to make it. You're going to have the character of those that have been tested. Those that have been examined, and they all got passed and marked. That's all right by me. They all pass. Pass on in. Come on in. And they pass. So He has set aside an appointed time for thorough examinations to scrutinize yourself, to see whether you are in the emunah, see whether you love Yahweh, see whether your heart is sincere. It says in verse 39, and these all, not some, it says, and these all, does it say that? Yes. Having obtained a what? A righteous report. Through what? The emunah, the faith, received not the promise. Yahweh having provided something better thing for us, that they without us shall not be made perfect. So the Torah, without the life and the light of HaMashiach, it cannot bring man into the fullness or the completion of Almighty Yahweh. That is the only way. That's the only way. He has the life of that examination. He understands the power of that exam of Yahweh. And it's real in Him. You see, men would go before the Torah and read it, but yet it was words. But they did not have the living power in man. Why? Because he was carnal. He was of the earth. And now the second man has come. He has come as the quickening or the life-giving power of life to the Torah. That Torah can be alive in the earthen vessels. That's all right by me. Makes sense to me. Makes sense. And so He has given us without us, then they cannot be complete. They cannot. And so they have set forth a pattern for us, an example. Say, we're willing to do this. We haven't seen what you've seen, but we know what you have seen. We can rejoice with you because, Mama, this is a life thing. That's what we must endure. For the completion and the fullness of this examination, to come out and says, oh, it's well, good report. People go to the doctor. They want the doctor to say everything is well. Do they get happy when they say that? They go out of that, I'm happy. So when he always says good report, then we ought to rejoice. Good report. I want to read this last verse. It says here in Hebrews 2:14. It's good. I want to read four verses here. Shaul says, far as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and the blood, we also himself likewise, he also himself likewise took part of the same, HaMashiach did, that through death he might destroy him that had power of death, that is Shaitan, and deliver them through the fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on himself the nature of Melechim, but he took on himself the seed of Abraham. Listen closely now. Wherefore in all things, not some things now, all things, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like the likeness unto his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high Kohen in things pertaining to Yahweh, to make reconciliation for the sin of the people. You hear this? For in that, HaMashiach, he himself has suffered being Bakhan, being tempted or being examined, he is able to help them that are examined, that are examined, that are proven. He has already been examined. Yahweh has examined him. So he's able to help us. He is able to help us. What was he examined by? Nothing but the power of Torah truth. And that's what we're going to be examined by. Not some kind of mystical feeling or emotion, but about the truth of the word of Yahweh. It examines us. So he is able to help us. Help us, HaMashiach. He has shown us the way. He has given us understanding. He has been the price fully paid. So there is nothing lacking. It begins with you examining yourself. Yahweh examines us and tries us every moment that we may be complete. And so he calls this Moed, this time of the year, that man begins to examine himself. One of the most important things in the beginning of Yahweh's new year is this time of the year, to show us that not only is he able to bring us out of the great powers or from under the powers of darkness and to establish us in a land and a place whereby he has placed us, but to make sure that there's nothing vile or filthy in him. And if we are his sons, his children, we will walk the very same way. We're free. HaMashiach has made us free. And we're free from the power of sin to sin willfully and with a purpose and a desire against Yahweh. We can have the living power of his Torah. We are governed by Yahweh and not ourselves. We're governed by him. And his Ruach gives us power and strength to faithfully obey and to love him. That has not changed. And in the kingdom, it will never change. He is the same. His rule is the same. And his rule shall never change. May Yahweh help us. May he give us strength. May the word strengthen your heart tonight. May it be a good encouragement. Someone said, that's all right. Good then. All right then. Bless you. That's all right. Good then. That's all right. That's all good bread. Okay then. I give you a little bread and gravy today. All right, we'll leave a brother bring you a little meat the next time. That's all right. A little bread and gravy. That's all right. I like bread and gravy. I like that gravy that the sisters cook when I was in the military, we call it on the shango. But I like that gravy. I like it over eggs, too. Sunny side up. I love gravy. Don't mind gravy. I don't like bread too much, but I will certainly sop me some bread and gravy. So give you a little gravy tonight. And the bread, HaMashiach, that we can eat these beautiful sayings of Yahweh and his truths and his mitzvahs and make us fat in him. Is that all right? That's all right. May Yahweh bless us all and strengthen us as we close this last day of the feast, that we will have a wonderful time. I certainly enjoy the feast days. The rest, I was saying to Brother Alice, for shalom time, to rest and to fellowship and to just enjoy Yahweh. And I bless him for that. You that listen, we bless you all tonight. May Yahweh strengthen you. May he cause your heart to rejoice. May he cause you to love him with a great affection and a great love. And may we love him and may we hold fast his truth. Because the time is near, brothers and sisters. And it's not as far as we thought it was in the beginning. It's nearer now than it was yesterday. We're getting closer to that time. And no situation or circumstance is going to turn back the hands of time. We're closely coming to that great time where Yahweh is going to bring his judgment down upon this earth and those that defy him and reject him. We're not going into the kingdom once we hear the truth. We'll reject that. Man is ignorant, Yahweh will deal with that. When a man is ignorant of a certain thing, he winks at our ignorance, he knows. But when Yahweh brings us to the fullness of his truth, you're not going to deny that. You're not going to reject that. There are those righteously, by just the nature, they do things that are righteous before Yahweh. They have the heart and the mind to please him. And there are those that hear the truth, and they harden their heart, and they reject it. Woe unto them. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah, Yahweh. We bless you tonight, our precious Abba. Give us all strength. I pray that at the close of this feast, unleavened, that we will search our heart and examine ourselves according to Scripture. And that that will be the pillar and the truth as to how we judge ourselves and what our judgment is based upon. We ask you to give us all strength tonight and rest. And all of your people here and those that are listening tonight, whomever they are, bless them and strengthen them mightily and cause their faith to arise and they examine themselves in the Emunah of HaMashiach. We bless you tonight. We thank you for all things. Thank you for the simplicity of your teaching, your preaching. Bless our hearts tonight that we may love it. And not only love your word with a fervent passion, but to love one another as you command us to do it. We ask all things in the mighty hope and the promise of Yahshua HaMashiach. We bless you and we thank you, Abba. And all the kiddushin cry, Hallelujah way. Hallelujah way.